Let's hit this button good.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Yep.
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, Elvis Duran presents.
Let's go.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I get it, Sam. It's the intro. But you hear the intro. We're doing this almost like 500 times. Same intro, which is a great intro by Josh. No fault at him. But you just want to get to it. You got a lot to say. And I think that intro sometimes just takes up a few moments, just like I'm doing right now.
Well, I just am not in the mood to be pumped up today, and you're trying to pump up me being pumped up with that intro.
Yeah.
And I'm not having a morning to be pumped up.
It's that Monday.
It's not that.
It's that Monday feel. What up, everyone? It is Garrett along with Sam.
Hello.
The morning show is locked in the studio. Secret project. So secret. Sam and I have no idea.
Yeah. It's on a need-to-know basis.
You ever get, like, growing up, your siblings or friends are playing in the room, and you try to get into the said room, and the door's locked?
No, because I was the oldest, so I was on the inside.
You're the one locking the door. you son of a gun.
Well, I really was.
Though I, too, was the oldest, I had two younger sisters.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Obviously, you know, they're a tag team. So every time they would, you know, play, you know, they would go into their room, and whether it be a board game or a video game or tea party or mall madness, whatever.
Not for Garrett.
The door would get locked. So me nonchalantly thinking, like, why would they lock? I would walk in, go, try to get the.
Now you know there's something you're missing.
Hello? Like Anna and Elsa in Frozen. Hello?
Do you want to let your brother in?
Yeah. No. So so that's what it was like. We walked into the studio and we're like,
nope.
So here we are with the podcast. How was your weekend? It looked like it was filled with music, thievery, and carving pumpkins.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty even description of what it was. That's perfect. I went to a concert. I went to see a little low-key band called Jukebox the Ghost. I've seen them 7 times.
Oh, 7? Now that's commitment. Seven times is a lot, Sam.
It's the kind of band that not a lot of people know about, but people who know about them bond over knowing the band so much.
So let's just say, are you at that point now if your band Jukebox
the Ghost?
The Ghost?
Yeah, Jukebox the Ghost.
Jukebox the Ghost like blows up. Like,
yeah.
Let's just say next week they become the biggest thing in the music industry.
Got it.
Will you look at me and say, I saw them 7 times and I was a fan since day one before anyone else? Are you that?
But when people start acting about them being a new band, yes, that's when I will say
it. Okay, all right.
One of their lyrics is literally, I never thought we'd get to 2009. So,
you want to update? You know what that's like?
What?
That's like when you go to a pizzeria and they go, the best pizza in 2012. We're almost in 2020. Time to take down that sign.
You did it once.
You did it
so
once.
So exciting.
Where have you been the last 8 years with your slice? Let's be real.
I won't be mad that other people love them as well because it's well deserved. Once people are like, oh, this new band, I just discovered this new, that's when I would start to get grumpy.
Yeah.
Listen, know that you are late to the party.
And, you know, we're less than a week away from Halloween, so pretty much everyone is in that weird, like, going to celebrate Halloween this weekend, and those that celebrate Halloween next weekend, I find a little odd because you're already in November.
That's what I'm doing!
Sam, we're past things. We're past. This is not like a major holiday like Hanukkah or Christmas.
No, it's more important. It unites all of us.
Samantha, listen. We're in November.
I swear to God, I'll fight you right now.
And you're still dressing up in November.
One, it's not yet November. It will be the very first
weekend,
of November.
Next weekend will be November.
Yeah, but I didn't pick Halloween to be on a Thursday.
I get it. But that means we're that much closer to Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving, unless you're going to dress as a pilgrim as you go out this weekend.
I'm going to be a gourd.
The cutoff line is the 31st / early morning of the 1st because of the late night parties.
Fully disagree.
After that, you are officially awkward.
Fully disagree. I'm going to a party. Like, a beer garden is hosting a party. So it's not even like I'm dressing up and running around the neighborhood yelling
trick
or treat.
Well, I hope it is the first Thanksgiving party and everyone is dressed as pilgrims.
There's a costume contest and I'm here to play.
Are you going
to
be a turkey?
I'm not going to tell you what I am. Or I'm not going to be.
Well, I asked Sam, I was like, what are you going to be? She goes, I'm going to put it together. You're a week away. You have to have some type of idea what you're going to be following.
I'm playing it cool, but yeah, I've been putting hours of effort into these costumes. But if I pretend I'm not trying too hard, it'll be all the more impressive.
I put a lot of thought into mine. I left it to a 4-year-old.
He did a good job.
So he pretty much opened up the catalog.
Yeah.
Said, you're going to be that. And I said, okay.
Cool.
But here's my other dilemma. So we're getting costumes here at work.
Yeah.
And I said, Diamond, let's play a game.
Okay.
You're going to pick my costume. And so she picked
it. Oh, yeah. Nate did that to us 1 year.
But here's the thing. As opposed to finding out what it is, like opening up the box like Christmas morning and saying, I'm going to keep my eyes closed. I'm going to get helped getting dressed.
Oh, my God, Garrett.
And then just like a reality TV show, have a big reveal of what my costume here at work will be.
I hope it's mortifying. I have no idea. But I hope it's mortifying.
I have no idea. Diamond's the only one in this office that knows. We will do a big reveal like a game show, but
when we did that to Nate, we made him dress as a female lifeguard.
Well, I know. It was fun. Baywatch. Baywatch was the theme of choice, I believe, around that. So does your boyfriend William have an idea for a costume? Or is he like you? You just throw it, you know?
Oh, no. He's always my plus one. You don't mess with greatness, and my costume ideas are always great. So he always pairs with me in said costumes.
Are you going to be Jim and Pam from The Office?
No, we're not going to be Jam. Yes, I have a celebrity couple name.
I've seen a lot of Office all over the weekend, a lot of Office costumes.
I did one over the weekend.
You did? What were you over the weekend?
I'll show you a picture right now. I carved, we do a pumpkin carving contest in my family every year, and this year I decided to kind of costume it up, and I carved the pumpkin to be the pumpkin helmet Dwight gets stuck on his head.
Did you put it on your head?
I did put it on my head. Look, I was Dwight. I was pumpkin-headed Dwight.
Where's you? That's Dwight. Oh, that's you on the bottom?
Yeah,
oh, that was very,
side
very
side.
Good.
Thank you.
I thought that was like another screen grab from The Office, but no, that's very good.
Thank you. That's me. That took a long amount of time, and my sisters were very entertained, which is really my only life goal.
Well, you have the big pumpkin carving contest at the Samantha family household.
Yeah.
Who won?
I objectively speaking, I think my little sister did VeggieTales.
Oh, all right. I thought your sister that's getting married that put the date and tugged at the heartstrings
she
of the family.
She turned around the pumpkin. She goes, surprise. And it's her wedding date. And I just yell, I knew it.
You son of
a... You basic ass bitch. Your wedding date on a pumpkin.
It was a very... I did the basic thing of apple picking as well this weekend. Which...
But you've got kids to worry about. Like real children.
Yeah, especially when they get lost. When they get lost in the apple fields, that is...
Don't lose them in apple fields.
That's so weird. Like, you don't know where they are.
Do you judge parents that have leashes for their children?
Oh, 100%.
You do?
Dude, you get a leash, like...
I don't judge them, and I don't even have little ones running around.
You put any human on a leash, unless you're into it, like a kinky factor. It's so wrong on so many levels.
Not the same thing.
It's not the same thing, but I'm saying that's the only acceptable thing if you're into that. But aside, you put a four-year-old on a leash, like... No way.
Garrett, there's 100% chance I'm going to lose my child when I have one day.
I know. I did this weekend in the apple field. And luckily, I found him eating an apple under a tree.
Luckily.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I bet you
shit your heart first.
Well, no. When the kids are out in the, like, just playing whatever, I go full Kevin Costner bodyguard wherever they are.
Like, R.I.P. Whitney.
Like, yeah, exactly. Oh, I love Whitney. but yeah, this weekend, Hudson was like playing with hula hoops and on a dance floor, and kids were tossing the hula hoops. I was taking hula hoops to the shin like it was nobody else's business. Just like no one's. Boom.
Parenting.
Yeah, exactly. And then my daughter picked her nose, so that was great. but yeah, we did that Halloween weekend. Problem with apple picking now is it's the end of the season, so you're getting mushy apples. So it's a lot of mushy apples, a lot of ugh.
Yeah, I've given up on those.
All right. So before we got in here, we were talking to one of our interns, and they're asking, hey, I'm going to save a file. I'm going to leave it open because I don't want to close it.
Right.
Because if I close it, I already screwed up something and I don't want to screw it up again. We said, go ahead. It's saved. No big deal. She goes, no, I did something last week. And it was the first time, Brody said, in 20 years that it ever happened.
Guilting our interns.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Shame me, Brody.
That's a whole nother podcast. But got me thinking, what was the worst screw up you have had here with the morning show?
I have two. I have as an intern where I am surprised I was ever hired after that. And then I have one post-hire where I'm surprised I wasn't let go after that. So which one do you want to hear?
Well, you go. We'll do a sandwich. We'll do a Sam sandwich. Start your story.
Okay, the intern one.
I'll give mine, and then you can follow up with your second one.
Okay, tag team, cool. So, when I was an intern, I was in this same room, and it was our job for Top of the Charts, which we do almost every week,
right,
to pull 30 seconds of a top song, load it into a new cut, so that when Elvis says, the number one song in Bulgaria
is blah, blah, blah,
and he presses play, and it's the 30 seconds. Well, I somehow replaced Rihanna's California King Bed full song with my 30-second clip. And how our system works is this is an iHeart system. Everyone shares this system. So if someone in LA had to play California King Bed,
yeah,
they would click it and it would be my 30-second segment instead of the entire song. It would throw everything off. I lost the actual song. And Brody did not know how I did it. He and Lauren, who had the job that I have now before me.
She's doing great up in Boston.
She is with a little nugget and it's adorable. They were in this room freaking out, making phone calls, trying to get the original copy of that song. And I'm standing outside this glass wall watching them, like, tremoring. Because I lost a song, and time was of the essence because anyone could play that song in the country at any moment.
You're the equivalent of the family member in a medical drama TV show that is inside the room itself, and then something bad happens.
Yes.
And then the doctors go, ma'am, you can't
exactly.
be here anymore. So you're on the opposite side of the glass, hands on the window, just breathing where, like, you're breathing out your nose.
Yelling, that's my child. I was like, that's my future.
That's my audio.
That's my career.
That's my
audio. Yep, that was it.
But,
sweating bullets.
But obviously, you're still here.
Yeah, Brody came out and put both hands up in the air as if like approaching a small animal. And he's like, everything's fine.
Yeah.
We figured it out, but I don't know how you did that.
Wizardry.
Ugh,
it's one of those. I love the thing
magical.
like it happens in relationships too, where it's like, how did you do that? Why did you do that?
And I am so impressive.
Your only answer is, I don't know.
I have no idea. I'm very impressive. Unfortunately, it's only for negative shit.
So
what was yours?
So about, I'll put it at 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, Simon Cowell was just starting The X Factor.
Okay.
And he was uptown, and he was taping something with Kelly Ripa for her show.
Mm-hmm.
And the people over at Fox said, hey, would you like to come interview Simon? You can put it up on YouTube and play audio back on the show.
Cool.
I said, fantastic. So at the time, we didn't have the deluxe team that we had here at our show. So what I did was I reached out to my local university where I graduated from, Rider mm-hmm. University, and who I'm happen to be wearing their sweatshirt right now. And I said, hey, do you have someone to film this interview? I'm getting like almost 20-30 minutes with Simon Cowell. Sit down, talk about life, music,
yeah, yeah.
business. Because that was like peak Simon. That was where it's like
that's a big deal.
Simon was like ahead of Gordon Ramsay on the judges chart. Like he was the guy.
It's the reinvention of the white t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. And the hard nipple. He
just the one though.
Just
the left.
So we sat down, we did this whole interview, we were talking about life, music, just finding One Direction pretty much,
yeah.
and the success of that, and he was giving me like all these keys
such
of life.
Such a great interview.
Great interview. So we're done, and I'm like, dude, I tell the intern that was with us, not even the intern, the student that was with us, I go, hey, do you mind showing me, you know, the stuff, just so I can have some type of mind what I'm going to use? I don't know how to tell you this.
No.
I only got 5 minutes.
No.
So
I fired forever.
I didn't pay him. So what was I? Couldn't yell.
I would yell, you're fired, just to feel better.
So I go, what do you mean 5 minutes? I go, yeah, 5 minutes. The card that was recording you filled up. And I didn't know how to stop. I felt awkward stopping you guys.
Oh, no.
So I kept on going.
No.
So for 20 plus minutes,
no.
Simon Cowell and I played pretend interview.
No.
In there. So I had to come back and salvage like 30 seconds somewhere in that 5 minutes and go, hey, great interview with Simon Cowell. Here's what he had to say, blah, blah, and played it and worked out well. But
I feel robbed, though. This is not a story about how you screwed up professionally.
Well, kind of.
No,
I was part of a screw up professionally.
It's not, what is it called? Munchausen by proxy?
Well, you know what? Here. We have a minute
you
left.
Didn't mess
I will
up.
I will share
okay,
one with
good.
You. So when before iPhones and before Instagram Live, there was all this technology of like, here, try this. You can bring your show live.
Mm-hmm.
So we brought our show live on the air one day where Scary, we were giving the tour around, and Greg T was still with us. And Greg T was filming something out by our main office lobby.
Okay.
And you could connect to the internet, pull it up, and hear it live on the show
yeah.
as you watch it on ElvisDuran.com. So just because the technology was so new, things froze up.
Right.
So Scary and Brody came out, and they started goofing around because it was freezing up and blah, blah, blah. So we're in the hallway of the office, and I go, this is a big clusterfuck.
Guess
what went over the air?
Clusterfuck!
Clusterfuck!
My favorite breakfast. cereal.
Yes. Well, we will continue. We'll get your other story, Sam, but that's your 15-minute morning
show. You'll never know how I screwed up professionally now. It involved worst assistant Anthony.
Oh, no!
The 15-minute morning show.